I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight.
Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight?
Stay tuned.
How soon will that happen?
Stay tuned. Sooner than later.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This is a place where kids and families can come and kind of bounce around, but you need something, and I'm going to have everyone do it like a magic chant. All right, you guys ready? Because when we're talking inflatables, you need something that's been inflated. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
I don't like this.
Repeat after me. Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Abracadabra, 1, 2, 3.
Now it's time to see what we see.
I'm sorry, the question again, Dave?
And now.
Like, he wouldn't walk around with his penis up.
Our feature presentation.
It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That guy has a good point.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 11th of December.
Mm. You feel it?
Feel.
It's in the air.
It's in the air?
Yeah, the anticipation.
Oh, the anticipation.
Yeah.
Of
Secret Santa.
Right, we're doing our Secret Santa today, and
yeah.
I have a question. I have a qualifying question.
Oh. Sure.
Because I am feeling
it. Seems late.
Well...
Because
okay.
It is. It's just hours away.
But I'm saying, like, I need to know how we're going to judge.
Okay.
Because then I can spend the next 2 hours doing whatever I need to do.
Judging, well, number one, I think that we're living in a cone of trust. I think that we have to all acknowledge that we have to push our ego out of it.
Okay.
And say, okay, that person killed it.
Yeah.
But above and beyond, we have Destiny, who we all know is new, and we'll look at this and sort of say, I think she could be a bit of our Judge Judy.
If we have a tie, she
no,
breaks
tie.
The tie.
I mean, no one will know it. It won't be a tie. It'll be about having a true, you know, step back look at what's going on.
Interesting.
Why, Allie?
I just determined that Jensen has me.
Well, because Destiny wouldn't make the decision if I gave
right?
her the gift. You never know that. It's not
Boom.
True.
Boom! Investigative reporter.
Interesting.
Part of the I team. Send us your videos.
Well, I mean, that's a lot to ask for as an investigative reporter here. But sure, I mean, listen, if that's what you want to believe.
Here's the thing.
Believe it.
So we said yesterday who we picked for Secret Santa, because we're going to need them in the room to open the gift for the segment.
We didn't tell them which person is giving them a gift, but we need the person in the room that's getting the gift.
So we need Christine in the room. We need Muggs in the room. And then Jensen said... who I have is already in the room. So it was going to be Destiny, Kevin, or I.
Yeah.
Here's how I deduced that it was me.
Yes, Sherlock.
This is the end of Clue. Okay, go on.
You just said Destiny will be the somewhat tiebreaker.
Well, okay, by the way, we don't know for sure that Destiny doesn't get a gift because Dave is also coming in to give his gift, but go on.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying there's only three of us. There's not going to be a tie.
No, I think Dave's also going
to. No, he's not coming in.
Well, that's the problem.
Well, he should because he has a garbage gift.
No, we determined that yesterday.
Okay.
No.
He'll make us all feel better, though.
Yeah. So Destiny's out.
Okay, because
she's going to be the determining factor.
Which means she's not involved.
She's not involved in his
game. Okay, I get it.
Well, that's not really... Okay.
So it's Kevin.
How do you know
Kevin
it's not me?
Or me.
Yeah, okay.
I know he jokes a lot, like, oh, I don't even see gender. I'm gender fluid. That bag is pink.
What's the only bag we had at the house other than... here's what happened.
Yeah.
I posted one last night that had the gift
bag.
In it originally.
And I thought, that's a feminine bag. That's for me or Destiny.
Now, ironically, I had to give up that bag because we had a different gift that was larger.
You guys need more bags.
What's happening?
We do. And so I said, what bag do we have? This was all I had left.
Pink bag.
Mm-hmm.
This plays right into my question, though.
Okay.
Is giving a gift in a gift bag...
Uh-huh.
Part of the thing?
Cop it out.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, because you're not...
Mine's in a gift bag.
Yes.
However.
Yours is in a gift bag?
Yeah. However.
Yes.
I also wrapped it.
Okay.
There.
See, that's my question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get marked down?
No, I don't
no,
think so.
No, wrapping you're judged, place no part.
Yeah, you're judged place purely no on part. The gift.
And okay, I'll good. Tell you this. Honestly.
I was very worried.
Putting a gift in a gift bag with some tissue paper means you love them. Because that's,
I like
all,
that
that's mostly all I do.
That's pretty much all. Yeah. Most of
it just says love. The way that you actually go with the tissue paper and make it look all pretty, that's mm-hmm. a big deal.
Yeah,
that's expending energy.
See, I was afraid I was coming in with a gift bag, and then uh-huh. both of you were had these immaculately wrapped
no,
gifts.
No, no,
and
gift
I was
bag.
Like, oh, I already lost.
No, once you see the way my gift is actually wrapped inside the gift bag, you'll be like, ooh, kudos on the gift bag.
But not in the voting.
Not in the voting.
Correct.
No.
Not part of the
so
voting.
So it has nothing to do with the voting.
No.
No.
No. And the voting is about, like, does that is that a great gift for that person?
Correct.
It's not about, is that a great gift? It's
you know
tailored
what?
To that person.
Can I compare it to something?
Sure.
When they vote for MVP in sports leagues.
Very similar.
It's mm-hmm. not about who's the best player. It's about who made the best impact for their team.
That's a great point,
I
Jensen.
Don't know how
thank
that
you.
Plays into this.
I don't
thank
either.
You.
Okay. Just nod your head. Okay, yes, Jensen, good.
And so I just want to let you know that these gifts are going to be graded on the specific person they are given
yes.
to.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so Dave writes up, should the recipients judge? But now you're putting
see,
it on...
See, I think that's kind of tough.
I think it plays into it.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it plays into
because
it.
Because now but... it puts pressure on the recipient.
To yeah, to be like, this is a great
right,
gift
right, even
me.
If it wasn't.
Yeah, and what if one of the recipients is part of the three?
I think it plays into the voting. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's the only place okay. you go, but I think that it's one
it plays
of,
into it.
I think it's one of the things you look for. If the person, if you think the gift is great and the person starts gagging because they're allergic to
right.
whatever it is you give
oh.
them, I think
oh
that
oh my god, he got me cheese.
I think that that absolutely
that would be the best. I, he would win. It. He would win
by giving me cheese for yes. Christmas. That's horrible.
But
Jensen,
it's funny.
Did you get me cheese?
I don't even think I have you.
Oh,
you don't think?
Well, then, Kevin, it's you.
I get cheese.
I have to do some research, but it would be funny if I handed you just Gouda.
Then should we have Dave, Omar, Ruben in the room?
Oh, all vote?
To
vote.
Also vote.
I think they could vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll make it a team effort.
Yeah. I think it's okay. worth it. I think it's worth
this is important
peanut
because
gallery.
This is normal, right? Everybody needs to rank themselves on how good a gift giver they
this
are.
This is not normal, and I it's apologize for even making this a thing.
Well, that because Allie started in a sense that she said, oh, mine for sure is better, and then I convinced
myself. I didn't say
myself,
better. Mm. I said I won you, Secret
she said
Santa.
I won Christmas. Right. Yes, yes,
yeah.
that's true.
I convinced myself she's right, and then I went home and said, you know what? No, mine's killer, man. Killer.
Same, but then Jensen the and way. I came in the next day, and we were fighting for second, and we were like, yeah. wait,
I'm
hold up.
I'm
which
in...
honestly means I already won.
No, it doesn't.
I'm
no,
in because, your head.
Because yesterday, even she admitted in the hallway yesterday,
yeah.
I got in her head.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Because
he
I
did.
Immediately was like, oh, no, I feel real good about it. And she even felt the confidence I had.
Or... was I gaslighting you?
Oh, no. Well, that Allie just put both hands in the air.
As like, if she just
almost,
won something.
Almost in an Omega frat sign. Like
it was
she's
like
Shaquille
an Omega
O'Neal.
And a karate
it wasn't
kid.
A celebration
yeah,
of any
weird.
Kind.
After it was weird.
It was like an O'Doyle rules
yeah.
kind of thing. anyway, it is going to come down to the wire.
Yeah.
I still love my odds.
I do, too.
I all love right. them.
I think adorable.
Mm-hmm.
No, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
I think I could win the whole thing.
Really?
I mean, I know
and
I'm
that's
in the
what
race.
Christmas is about, kids. Winning
yeah.
the whole thing.
I hope
only
they
give
know.
Gifts if you know it will cause praise to you.
Right.
Everyone knows that.
It has nothing to do with the recipient, it's the giver.
Right.
Oh, I cannot wait until the 7 o'clock hour.
It's going to be great.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBee Show, shall we?
Who stands around their house hitting themselves with fish?
It's a good question. On the program today, minutia that annoys you.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to LA Times reporter Mark Potts about the resistance, the rise of the resistance ride at mm-hmm. Disneyland.
Yeah,
he waited 10 hours to ride it in Florida.
But he didn't really
I
wait
know,
10
I was
hours.
Thinking, well, I do want
no,
to talk to him about that.
It's all on an app, and you don't wait in line. It's
you
digital.
Get to do
oh,
other
that's
things.
Nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, you get to do other
you
things.
You don't even have to stay in the park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask him that.
Yeah.
Thanks for answering.
Oh, no. I did some deep dives into this. I'm like, sir, clickbait.
Yeah, when we were kids...
Yeah.
I had to sit, you know, just standing in line for like
yeah.
6 hours
right.
for Splash
that's
Mountain.
That's what that meant.
Yeah.
yeah.
Now 10 hours standing in line for 10 hours doesn't mean that?
Yeah. And you're like, Dad, I really need to pee. And he's like, come on.
Right.
Yeah, you're fine.
Suck it up.
You're fine. We're about to see a Yeti.
The theme of theme parks is like, get in line, weirdo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it kind of takes away from it, if I'm being honest.
Right. We'll talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Top 10 colors of the year.
Yesterday we left and Kevin said, I wonder if we're even going to have enough. Don't put one on if they're not good.
Yeah. And maybe then, we'll have five. Maybe we'll no have five. Big deal.
And then this morning you said, we have too many. We need
too much for one bricks. For one. There's really? No way we can do it in one segment.
All right.
All right.
So we have to do it in two segments.
Good news.
And I cut like three of them out.
Oh.
Because they didn't rise to the level of A-plus that we have.
We should shame them during the segment.
Sorry.
No, the ones we play are the best colors of the year.
Okay.
The most entertaining.
If you're not one of them, you know it's you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And unique Christmas songs. And by unique, we mean interesting. Perhaps bad.
Again, don't need to say I won something, but I think
you won this as well?
I brought some heaters. Heaters.
We were supposed to bring in songs?
Well, we said if we liked some, we should bring them in.
Is this also a competition?
I don't believe it is because I was not aware we were supposed to bring in.
Oh, that's what a loser. That's what a loser would say. But yeah.
Wow, hurtful. Wow.
I brought
Enjoy
heat.
This minimal win. Well, I mean, it's about Christmas songs.
I brought heat.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
While Ellie still has the energy to go on.
The optimism, even.
Wow.
Before she loses in the Secret Santa.
You just stole my joke that I said right before we went on.
100%.
You are gross, sir.
It's time for what's happening. Here's Ellie, who's still alive now.
Change.org. Sometimes has great petitions on there. We know that a lot of times they make no difference in something. But you put whatever you want on change.org, you have people sign it, and then maybe that petition leads to some change.
Yeah, then you change how Sonic the Hedgehog looks. Everyone knows that.
There you go. That did work.
Yeah.
This one, I just have to share with you because the way the guy wrote it kills me. Baby Yoda has taken the world by storm.
Yes.
We know this, right? Mm-hmm. From Disney's Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian.
It was just named Person of the Year by Time Magazine.
By Time Magazine.
Wow, that's great.
I don't believe that's true. I believe it was Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
But
I think it's Baby Yoda, but go on.
Here's what this guy wrote. Well, this is pretty self-explanatory. I think Baby Yoda should be an emoji. He stole our hearts, and now I want him to steal our keyboard space. Your friend shares a picture of her newborn baby? Respond with a cute little Baby Yoda emoji to show her that you think her little rascal is cute beyond words. You're sick and your mom texts, "Do you want some soup?" Respond back with a cute little Baby Yoda to show to her that your thirst for soup is insatiable. Join me with this movement and let your voices be heard. All caps, "We want Baby Yoda emoji!" So thank you to Trav Brian Music. You want 15,000 signatures. Right now, you have 10,899.
I'd sign that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make Baby Yoda an emoji. Let's get it. Let's get it happening, you guys.
I like it.
I mean, I want to send a Baby Yoda emoji. But then here's my concern.
Oh, you have concerns. Go on.
I mean, once he's an emoji, we find out racist texts.
Oh, tweets from the past.
Right. Oh, just sexist, misogynist. Oh, Baby Yoda is such a D-bag.
Yeah, and he was aggressive on dates in his early 20s.
I just, we need to maybe vet Baby Yoda a bit more.
How do we do that exactly?
Kevin, I don't have time to explain that right now, but it involves a private detective.
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
I've used one in the past, dug up some great dirt.
Sorry, Baby Yoda.
So, I'm on to you. I'm on to you, Baby Yoda.
A true milkshake duck, yeah.
Make sure your porch is clean, if you know what I'm saying. Guys, Christmas is not far away, and you still have gifts to order online? Guess what? Do it now. You want to know why? We're going to talk about the last days you can ship packages to arrive by Christmas. If you're doing it USPS, like Retail Ground, you want to ship by December 14th. But if you want UPS Ground, you got to go a day prior, December 13th. These are the final days to ship, so it gets there by Christmas.
That puts a lot of pressure on.
It does, but maybe you're one of those FedEx people. You've got until December 16th. But still, you guys, this is right around the corner. You have like 2 days to get this all done. What have you been waiting for? And I'm talking to you, men. what's happening? I'll never forget the Christmas Eve that we're like, "Where's Dad?" And my mom's like, "He had to run to the Beverly Center for a little bit." And we're like, "Really? The mall? That's so weird on Christmas Eve. Is it open this late?" And my mom's like, "Yeah, it has to be for men.
I've been that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all been that guy.
Many times.
I think a lot of you have been that guy.
Yeah.
I respect
And by the way, you're not looking for the best gift. You're just looking for anything that's still there that will minimally work.
You're like, honey, you wanted a padlock, right?
Yes. <it's>, you could somehow sell it as a gift, even though it's not really a gift.
That was the year my dad was buying me a... remember LL Cool J when he was like, I can't live without my radio.
Yes.
And he had
a boombox.
Boombox on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted. I wanted to be LL Cool J. But I also wanted to press record play so I could tape my favorite songs.
Yeah, for the radio. That's the dream.
Yeah. And also press record play and tape my favorite theme songs from TV shows like What's Happening and Facts of Life. So that's what my dad was looking for. And it was the first year they were out and they were like, $500. Oh. My dad's like, these are so expensive.
I don't love her that much.
They had like a bunch of lights on them. Yeah. It was like a serious thing.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And my dad went everywhere. They were sold out everywhere. But guess what was under the tree?
Baby Yoda?
Yoda and a padlock. And he said, I stole your heart. And then he unlocked it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Every foot is like a story.
Mm-hmm. But he said... Every story has foot, you know?
Did you say you know?
You know, it was weird. He was just learning how to talk back then.
What did you, end up getting it?
Yes.
Oh, but what a story. What a story, what an impression.
Why would Yoda say you know?
Oh, God, we're on the air. It's after six.
Crap. Happy birthday, Monique, Mostav, Nikki Six, Haley Steinfeld, Ryder Strong, and DJ Yella, and that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I don't know why there's so little Christmas music that sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's like 12 songs and that's it.
That's the ones that get replayed over and over. Yeah.
Or remade over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? Mm. I feel like maybe you guys just aren't in the Christmas spirit.
I mean,
there
truly,
are a ton of songs.
Well, you know, we're not people who have six Christmas trees, sure. But we are people who love the spirit and the season.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we would know the music. Maybe we don't know them as well as someone who's, you know, putting up Christmas decorations November 1st.
Out of all the songs that are released. Just talk about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of all the songs that have been released for Christmas, a shockingly few amount have lasted. You know, Mariah Carey is a newer Christmas song that sort of is part of the canon. But
yes, and that is maybe one of the best songs ever.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there have been so many other Christmas songs. Some of them truly horrible, which is my first one, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
This is called Kung Fu Christmas.
Okay.
And I love it for two reasons. The first reason is you can't understand a word they're saying.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Tips his hat and he says,
have a Kung Fu Christmas.
Have a Kung Fu Christmas.
Come on.
Yeah.
Have a Kung Fu Christmas.
That part's pretty good.
Only that part.
The part before that, it just sounds like they're rattled. I don't even know.
It's just
it's
noise.
It's like mixed wrong.
I heard the word green.
Uh-huh.
That's
more than I heard.
That's
It's mixed wrong.
I heard nothing.
Do you mind if I play one that I love? Okay. Yeah. Can we play My Little Drummer Boy, please?
Mm-hmm.
This is Justin Bieber in his youth. This isn't like, this isn't old, cool, tattooed Justin Bieber. This is young, you know, 11-year-old. And it's with... It's with Busta Rhymes, who rarely misses, but this song is his little drummer boy, and it's intense.
To lay before the king,
the drummer is working much harder in his version.
Yeah, I'm on the drum, yeah, I'm on the snare drum. Yeah, I'm on the beat, cause the beat goes dumb. And I only spit heat, cause I'm playing for the sun. Playing for the king, playing for the title. I'm so
I don't know, Justin.
I gotta tell you, that's not terrible.
I think he's lying in a lot of that, though.
Of course.
Yeah, he's not playing the drum there.
Of course.
But he is a good drummer, which made it awkward, cause I feel like he should have played. Anyway. Point is, that's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
All right.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad.
It's one of your favorites because it's so bad.
It's so bad, yeah.
All right, I have one other, and I want to play it in its entirety. It's like a minute and a half.
Okay, good. Because my next one I also is intense.
Let's do yours next, then. Gonna end with mine, if that's okay. Because mine's a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay.
This one, can we play This Christmas? Is that what it's called? Okay, great.
All right, you ready?
Well, let me just explain.
Okay.
I was going to Christmas at my in-laws and stopped to go to the bathroom at like a gas station. Went in, there was a song playing in the bathroom. I thought I was on a hidden camera show. That's how crazy this song is.
Okay.
I recorded it on my phone just in case it wasn't a hidden camera show. Mm-hmm. Got to...
So you were sitting on a toilet.
Uh-huh. Basically.
Pulled out your phone and were recording
and
a song.
And recorded it. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know all those hidden camera shows in a bathroom. Right.
That's what I felt. Honestly, that's...
What's going on with you?
I questioned it, but it was that crazy.
You should have.
And this song was real. I was not on a hidden camera show, and it is earnest. This is not a comedy song. This is not a satire. It's by a woman named Sandy Bainham, and it's about how she's dating a Jew this Christmas.
This Christmas, I'll be celebrating Hanukkah with a Jewish man I'm dating.
This is insane.
Won't be standing underneath a mistletoe.
She really needs it.
'Cause I'll be here with you.
Okay, keep it going.
Right.
This Christmas, I'll be lighting a menorah.
Beautiful.
Singing dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Santa won't be coming to your house, but I'll be there, an honorary Jew.
Wow, I would think I'm on a...
On the eighth day of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me...
She doesn't do the whole song, does she?
Latkes and a lot of chocolate gelt. No, he won't be saying Merry Christmas, darling. But when he says Shalom, I simply melt.
I mean... This is what I thought I was on a hidden camera show.
I'm mouthing the words.
You know this song?
I'll tell you why I know this song.
Won't be roasting any chestnuts. Won't be mixing meat and dairy. Still we'll have a merry holiday for me, for you, a boy, a Jew.
I mean, I thought it was so fake. I was like, there's no way that song exists.
Agreed.
And it does.
Did you tweet this?
I did tweet it like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And you knew
and
from
I
that.
And I saw it, and I listened to it, and I had tears rolling down my face. The mixing dairy and meat, I was like, I can't.
So I was like, how could this be real? So I did a bunch of research on it, and Sandy Bateman, she's not kidding. This is truly earnest. Yeah,
she really wanted to spend Christmas with a Jew.
But to make the song list all the things that you can't do.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Santa's not coming to your house this year because I'm dating a Jew. Also, the way she says Jew is like kind of concerning.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But she meant it with love, clearly.
Yeah. Sandy Bainham, amazing. You're a star.
I'm going to let you guys figure out who this is.
Okay.
Cartman. Eric Cartman.
It is the night of our dear Savior's It is the night with the Christmas trees and pears.
This is right.
Not right.
Jesus was born, and so I get presents. Thank you, Jesus, for being born.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
We need to protect Eric Cartman at
we
all
do,
costs.
We do, right?
At all costs.
Tear going down my
Do face. We have time for just one more?
I mean, do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
I do, because I think this may be the worst, and we've played it before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is Pete the Rodeo Clown.
Oh, no. Wait for the twist, you guys. Wait for the twist.
Strong on the harmonica, though.
This Christmas, I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
When do you write a song about being a paraplegic?
Wait for the twist.
Dude, come on, it's lyrics.
No, he had to do the sleigh bells.
Oh.
When I was just a teenager, a car crash made me one. A bull named Car Crash at the rodeo.
It was a bull named Car Crash. He wasn't
right.
hit by a car, you
that
guys.
That was the twist.
That was actually
boom.
A bull.
That's some M. Night S.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have many more, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it again later.
All right, we will come back with more songs on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
The time has come for us to put our money where our mouth is.
How did this happen where Secret Santa became the most...
Because one of us is a braggart. You know what I mean? Like, one of us thinks that they 100% are better than us.
And that is me. And I will come right out and say it. Here's the thing. I posted on my Instagram stories. I'm like, I just won Secret Santa. I just need you all to know it. I know that's not the point of Secret Santa. I get that. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I still won.
And both Kevin and I read that and said, yeah. Well, all right, well, I guess we're fighting for number two.
We bought it for a minute.
Which I just accepted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I looked at my gift again and I said, no, this is great. This is a great gift. I am number one.
Uh-huh.
Kevin felt the same way about his.
Right.
Okay.
And now we found ourselves in the true spirit of Christmas competing to see who's a better gift giver.
Yes. So we have the whole Kevin and Bean crew in here because yes. they are going to be the ones that determine which is the best gift. But here's the thing. This is about the person we're giving the gift to.
Correct.
Is it the best gift
for them?
For them.
Correct. It's not like if you would take it.
Yeah, you're not going to look at this and go, oh, I
don't want
love that.
That. Yeah.
It's for that specific person.
Correct.
So, Kevin, you're going first.
Yes.
Who do you have?
I have Christine.
Oh. Producer Christine.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ah.
All right. She's handing off the Instagram Live. You can watch this all at Kevin and Bean on Instagram Live.
You can open it over there.
Okay, just open it maybe
over
closer
there.
To the camera.
Yeah, wherever.
Okay,
yeah.
So go to Instagram. It's at Kevin Bean. You going to go all the way to the corner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there's two parts. There's two parts.
What did you mean? Good Lord.
Two parts.
You knew?
Dude.
Okay.
Kevin wins, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so she... Okay, oh, there's
whiskey.
Another
okay.
note we should... Sorry,
okay.
hold on. There's another note we should make is
yes.
that we were only allowed to spend $50.
Yes, and here's
okay.
why I'm a genius.
Okay.
Going out of business sale.
Okay.
So it was 50% off.
So you know it's good.
Now open that.
Wow, you guys.
So worth noting that Kevin is trying to sway the judges by
uh-huh.
saying it's a $100 gift.
No, I'm saying... Well, yeah,
dude,
I am saying.
You guys.
L.A. Dodger.
Whoa.
Whiskey
okay.
glass.
That's nice.
All right.
That's very nice.
So to reassess...
Thank
it
you,
is,
everyone.
It is
amazing.
It is a, I assume, an expensive glass or a bottle of... What is it?
Whiskey.
Of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Dodger glass?
Rocks glasses.
Oh, man, that sure seems personal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. That's a great gift, Kevin.
Wow.
It's a great gift.
Okay.
So did I win?
Not yet.
I won everybody.
We have more.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's move on over to Jensen.
Okay, well, I got...
You're still confident now.
I got...
Okay.
Hold on. I got Allie.
I knew it! Excellent. I knew it.
Okay. I got Allie.
All right.
All right, Allie.
See, this makes it so hard because I have to be, regardless of what it is,
have
I have
to be real.
Like,
you have to
this
be thankful.
Is great.
No, yeah. No. You have to be honest and real, and you have to play it for, you know.
Laughs.
Yeah. No, she has to play it for
okay.
real.
For okay. real. That's what I meant.
Opening.
Right. Doing Secret Santas? Jensen has Ellie?
It's a crocheted bear, and it says, How I Want to Die.
It is by artist Oh So Nerdy. It is a cross stitch.
I love it.
Again, it is a bear with his arms out.
Yes, which is How I Want to Die, hugging a bear.
How I Want to Die.
Here's the thing, Jensen, you don't know this. Mm-hmm. In my home, I have a wall of really inappropriate cross stitch.
There you go.
That's really funny.
Wow.
So, wow.
There you are.
All right.
You guys all taking notice of this, right? Because you're going to have to vote a winner.
That is really good.
Okay. So, okay. Does this mean?
Mugs,
does this
mean? I have you. And I just want you to stop being so excited. I put this in a sugarfish bag.
Which was?
It has nothing to do with it. It's just part of it.
Again, it's a fake out.
Go ahead.
Again, earlier we stated that the gift wrapping, all those things do not play.
Right. They don't play. Okay. But go ahead because it's actually wrapped inside this. So it's going to take a minute. But here's my rationale with this. Keep going.
Why do you have to keep talking?
Here's my rationale with this. Because there's a lot to take out.
Okay.
Mugs is not allowed to wear flip-flops.
Correct.
Kevin gets very upset. Kevin hates his feet. So to watch him every morning come in flip-flops and then sit down and take off the flip-flops and put on shoes, it hurts my soul because I see his soul leave his body. Therefore, I got Mugs something that he could slip on easily.
Holy crap!
That would be...
Oh, that's pretty good.
From his favorite action movie of all time, The Guys from Point Break.
I am an FBI agent with these Van slip-ons!
Show the camera.
Ooh. The little hand says it's time to rock and roll!
Were these,
oh my God!
Were these custom made?
Custom made vans by a place called The Ave.
That is,
unbelievable, right?
Is this in Venice?
This is it. Well, now it's okay. Just online.
I have
but
been there.
Are awesome!
Thank you, Mugs. Thank you, Mugs. Your vote doesn't count.
Oh, I don't even want to wear these.
Please take that into consideration.
I want to put them up on my wall.
So Allie loses.
No. I want to put them up on my wall. I want to display them as a shrine in my home.
Okay, so
I mean,
remember,
I think I'm back in.
Allie gave a whole story about how she wants them to wear them at work. And then he said, I can't wait to put them on my wall.
Right.
By the way, I also asked everybody on staff their shoe size.
She did.
So no one would know.
Who got them. Okay.
All right, so hold on.
I think I just made a mess.
This took a real turn.
Let's start with Omar. And we're going to have the people who were not involved vote on who was the best gift giver.
I have to give this one to Allie.
Okay. Thank you, Omar.
Yeah, I got to give it to Allie. Yep.
Thank you.
He doesn't even want to. Okay. Casey?
I hate to say Allie, but because they'll last the longest. Because you
hate to say Allie?
No. By the way, Allie.
You came in guns blazing and winning.
Allie is turning the judges.
I don't want to reward that. But that's pretty freaking great.
Okay, thank you, Casey. Thank you, Casey.
Two for Allie and none for us.
Come on up, Ruben.
Okay.
None for us. Ruben?
Look, everybody had great gifts, and they were all extremely personalized.
Blah, blah, blah.
Allie.
Yeah! That's
it, Ruben. She takes it home.
I believe we can declare a winner.
She takes it home.
Thank you.
I mean,
I really love my gift, though, Jensen. I love it so much.
I mean, I'm taking it back.
No!
I hope you love it on your wall, Mugs.
Allie, as a shrine.
Enjoy staring at your shoes.
Oh, these are so awesome.
Allie just won Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is my crown too bright? I know it's reflecting the light in here.
I mean, yeah, but the scepter is the weird part. Also,
that's not a scepter.
I also want to say that I've never felt more left out, and I've been raised Jewish. You know what I mean? Like, I've never felt more left out at Christmas, and I 100% was never allowed to celebrate truly. Yeah. So you take it as you will.
Yeah. If you missed it, I just posted the gift to my stories at Allie McKay on Instagram. If you'd like to check out Muggs donning his best Christmas garb.
Spell McKay if you would.
M-A-C-K-A-Y. Okay. And Allie is A-L-L-I-E.
Can you also, this is asking a lot.
Sure.
Could you also post the gift I got you so that people see it?
I mean, eventually, yeah.
All right, that seems...
No, absolutely. I'm not only going to post that.
Like the 20 seconds.
I'm going to post it where it's hanging on my wall because I love your gift, Jensen. Okay. Thank you so very much.
No worries. You know, it's nice feeling second place.
Oh,
what do you
second?
Think it's like for third?
I was going to say, are you second?
I think because I seemed like I was going to get a vote, I get second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, but I mean, listen.
Leaves me behind.
All right. Listen, let's be honest. Christine wins because she's going to get loaded in a bit.
And laugh at us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time for the top 10. No, not even top 10. The top callers of the year.
You call me Kevin and be show and blew up my.
Eligible for next year's best intros?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
All right, listen, these were very difficult because when we find someone that's crazy, that we love, we spend a lot of time with them.
And we did feel this year that maybe there were more than usual. We've been saying that.
So it was really difficult to pick the top callers. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I also had to edit it much shorter, but they can go up to like a minute or a little bit more.
Okay.
Our craziest people who called us this year on the Kevin and Bean Show. The first one is you saved a body part.
Let's go to Palmdale line 5. This is going to be our man Caleb. Kevin, you were saying no to body parts?
No, I don't need any body parts.
Well, then meet Caleb.
Good morning, Caleb.
We have my grandpa's frostbitten foot.
His entire foot?
What? From when he tried to scale Mount Everest. And I don't think, I never met him. I don't think he was that smart of a man. Because according to the story, he never made it to Everest. He got his foot chopped off in China.
What?
And he never actually made it to the mountain.
Wait a second.
If he made it all the way to China, then it's not like he died up there or had frostbite and had to have his leg amputated because he would have done that when he got back down in Nepal, right? He wouldn't have gone to China for that. It sounds like it's a separate incident.
Now, there's another one I got for y'all. We have my great uncle's shoe. Now, I don't know if you guys have notes on the line, but can y'all guess what happened?
No.
Why we have that shoe?
Oh, to put the foot in.
No.
Oh.
That's a great guess. Okay.
My great uncle's shoe.
It's just one shoe.
That was all we found of him in a pig pen after the pigs ate him.
Caleb, are your parents related? This is crazy.
Hey, Jensen, watch it now.
That's not our family.
This is the best. I just optioned your family story for a television show.
Unbelievable.
I forgot about the pigs.
It's all that was left of him.
Amazing.
Of his whole body.
Yes, after being eaten by pigs. Mm. And then Jensen makes home and he goes, hey, Jensen, be careful.
Yeah, like, careful now.
Really?
Ready to throw me into the pigsty.
That's amazing.
All right, we're doing the top callers of the year. We did a feature this year called Towels. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it included washcloths in this particular call.
No!
Al, are you okay?
Towel talk, guys.
No, there's some very concerning things happening on the phone.
Towels. What's up, George?
So about a year ago, I never used washcloths. Oh. And so my girlfriend, when I used to live with her whole family has washcloths right there, like on little shelves. And once you're done using them, you throw it in the hamper. Mm-hmm. Well, now that I use washcloths, I realize that your whole body's a whole lot cleaner.
George, it's life-changing, and I'm glad that she introduced you to it.
Oh, my God, it is life-changing. You feel like a baby after.
Thank you, George. Spread the word to everyone.
You have baby smooth skin afterwards.
All right. Take it easy, George.
So, George, what's your message for stanky-ass Kevin, then?
Oh, He's a stanky ass white man.
There it is.
Okay. That's the takeaway. Nice, but that's the takeaway on today's show. Thank you, George.
Well, that's where that came from.
Stanky ass white man. Thank you, George.
George's a good dude.
The topic was things you found out late in life. What's the thing that you found out late in life, though?
Women's period. What it actually is. I'm like, I don't know.
Paula, why don't
what
you,
comes
why
out,
don't you
and
tell
and
me?
It was in my late 20s that my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend told me at the time. And I was like, oh.
What is it, Paula?
I mean, you guys, I mean.
No, but we want to hear you explain. Yeah,
you still don't know, do you?
Well, it's acting as if, oh, my God. I'm still dumb. baby, it's acting as if the baby's coming out, something like that. I don't know. Something to do with
no, baby. It's not a baby coming out. It's the opposite of a baby coming out.
It's the shedding of the uterine lining.
I still don't know what goes on down there.
I don't know what's going on down there, Polo says.
He said it's not a baby.
thank you for the call. Put him down for caller of the year.
He still doesn't know.
So
I love
good.
Him.
To this day.
Oh, I love him.
We're doing top callers of the year. The topic was...
That guy. How do you beat that guy?
The topic was nicknames. And this is a short one because I just love so much that Zomla, whatever her name is, she just had it with Bean and she wasn't going to take it anymore. Let's try Zolma, Canoga Park, line 5. All right, you're starting with Zolma. Where do you go from there, Zolma?
Yeah, Bean, it is a name. God.
She's awesome.
So over
disgusted. Disgusted.
So tired of you. Top callers of the year, you have a favorite kid. Caitlin in Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
You have 4 kids.
I do. I have 4 and under.
Ooh, holy cow. And they're all in the car with you right now to hear this very honest conversation.
Yeah, they kind of know. The big one is 4 years old, and he's a troublemaker.
Oh.
But one of the twins is my favorite, my Brody. He's been my favorite since day one.
Okay, but what about the other twin? What's the other twin think about when you say that?
I don't know that he understands completely. They're 3, but he's always like, oh, me too? And I'm like, no.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
But
you're a terrible mother.
He's a little much. He's a screamer and stuff like that. So I think, you know, everyone, he's the cutest one. So I think everyone else loves on him, and Brody's my favorite.
Can
so
you,
I think Brody to myself.
Do they have headphones on right now so they can't hear this?
No, they're playing the quiet game. They're being really good.
That's the sad game is what they're playing. Why don't you pull the van over and put the cute one just out on the side of the road. Let him take his chances with a new family.
Great. Yeah, seriously.
How crazy was she?
It's great.
Said, me too, mommy. No.
Not you.
No.
All right, we need to break. We have the top.
Oh my God.
We have the top 3.
I can't believe they're better than this.
We have the top 3 callers of the year next.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
So we already did one batch. This is the second batch.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic of this particular conversation was you got someone fired.
So it was early 90s. I think I was 7, 8 years old. And my mom dropped me off to go get my haircut. And I had talked the hairdresser into actually shaving a slit in my eyebrow.
Little Vanilla Icy.
I love it. Continue.
I was such a huge fan of Vanilla Ice or Dylan McKay from 90210.
Who
that's
was
what
it?
I wanted.
Yeah.
So my mom came in to pick me up, saw what I had, and I was super proud of it. She berated the hairdresser.
What?
The manager came to the front, told the manager what the issue really was, and the woman got fired for taking direction from a 7 or 8 year old.
Oh, no.
He was just trying to keep the customer satisfied.
Doing what
all.
The customer asked.
And it was on trend.
Yes. Customer's always right.
What? Your mom needs to be fired.
I thought she was cooler than that.
I thought she was cooler than that. What a weird thing to say.
And a great, sweet little read.
Oh, I love
it. Cooler than that.
The next one is you got something stuck in your body.
Oh, no.
What a great topic. Hmm. Joe, South Pasadena, line 1 to close us down. Hey, Joe.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. Rest in peace, Bean.
All right, I'm fine. I'm fine.
God willing.
You stuck something in your body?
I did.
Yes, go ahead.
When my sister and I were younger. I was 7, she was 8, and we had a contest sticking Lucky Charms up our nose.
Very reasonable.
That's reasonable. A ballot contest.
Yeah.
Who won?
I figured if I put them in my nose and let them wait long enough, they would get soggy, so I could put more in there.
Oh! That makes sense.
I don't like it.
I did. I packed so many Lucky Charms up my nose that I couldn't breathe anymore. My mom came home and took me to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, the sun hit me in the eyes, and I sneezed and blew Lucky Charms all over the window.
That story has everything.
Winner.
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 He says winner. Who
he
says that?
He declared winner, even though it wasn't a contest.
That guy rules.
He has contests like we do.
Winner. I love it.
Winner.
I enjoy him.
And finally, the topic was you bribed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is maybe my favorite call of the year.
You know, we were thinking of just cash, but Mary was trading in something else. La Puente, line one. Let's hear her story.
Hey, Mary.
Oh. Hey, Mary.
Good morning, everybody. So no one knows this, but my brother, when he was in middle school, he was failing a math class. And so I was in college, and I decided to go talk to his teacher. His teacher was kind of cute, and so I made the offer to go get a drink. The teacher accepted, and then we ended up hooking up. My brother passed the class.
Whoa. You're the best sister. Mary.
That's...
I love it.
Did you try anything else, or did you lead with sex?
Did you tell your brother, or did you let him think that he had passed the course
I
on his own?
I never told him. My brother doesn't know.
Can we call him?
But he knows something because I asked him, like, hey, so what ended up happening? He's like, I passed. I'm going to be able to graduate. And he's like, but I didn't do any homework. I didn't turn anything in. And so I was like, all right.
You're like, I took care of the homework.
Mary's like, I turned something in.
Mary, you are. Allie was absolutely right. You are the greatest sister ever. And I know you don't want to tell your brother, but never let him forget what an awesome sister you are. All right.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's amazing.
She slept with a guy's teacher.
Yeah, for a grade.
It happens.
She rules. Does it happen?
It should.
Okay.
Top colors of the year. Top colors. Top colors of the year. Top colors.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Guys, we just did colors of the year. All incredible colors. But I have a late entry, an honorable mention, if you will. The topic was life hacks. And this woman, Martha, called in to talk about how you get like that cheese from mac and cheese out of the bottom of a pan after it's kind of been baked in. And it started with Bean professing his love to Martha.
Right.
And then it just got weird.
Ammonia.
Oh, wow.
And it just goes away.
Well, yeah, it makes it... not so sticky.
Yeah, loosens it up so you can easily rub it out, scrub it out.
Someone, okay. Please ding a bell.
By the way, no, Martha, Bean had offered his services, but I don't think that Kevin knew mac and cheese was on
the
table.
I did not realize that.
You would know?
Yeah, I think
Martha
Kevin,
is
I'm
my
sorry.
Soulmate.
Okay. I think Martha's yours. I'm sorry.
Hey, why not both of you?
Oh, no. No.
Keeps getting better.
Call of the year.
No, ma'am.
That is the devil's triangle, Martha. No, nobody wants that.
No.
I'm low. And I'm 5 foot one, so that's going to be a really wobbly.
Martha's a spinner.
Just said the wobbly H.
All right, Martha. We'll see you this weekend, baby.
And
she brought up the wobbly H. Look it up.
And she started the call saying that she was in like her mid to late 60s.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot of life hacks.
That's in her prime, man.
She straight up said wobbly H with you and me.
Yep.
God bless you, Martha.
That was awesome.
You're a great American, is all I'm saying.
I think she's my number one.
Martha and, is.
I think so, too.
I think even though she was a late entry.
It's tough to make that call with all the good ones, but...
Mm-hmm.
How was she, out of curiosity?
You know, I would have preferred the other end.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you, Mr. DJ.
Oh, man.
What? Literally threw his hands up and just mouthed... like, I don't know why I just said that.
Oh, boy.
How's everyone doing?
Pretty good.
Merry Christmas. Oh, guys, speaking of Christmas, getting a kid to fall asleep on Christmas Eve while they're so jacked up waiting for Santa. I mean, there's songs about it.
Mm-hmm.
Visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. Kids, it's a hard thing to get them to fall asleep, but you've got to be asleep because Santa's coming.
Yeah.
Santa's not going to come to the house if you're wide awake. Well,
fentanyl.
A kid's no.
Okay.
A kid's bed specialist called Cuckoo Land decided to figure out which Christmas song is most likely to lull kids to sleep. Durham University researchers say a lullaby typically has a slow tempo, relatively quiet dynamics, and a simple rhythm pattern. So what Christmas song is best to get kids to fall asleep? I'm sure you'd say Peek the Rodeo Clown.
This Christmas.
Yep, there it is. Ready. Knew it.
How did you know I had it ready?
Because it's you.
I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Come on.
That's a...
No?
That is not on the list.
That's not
do you,
it?
Do you think you know, Jensen?
Could it, is it the Santa Don't Be a Bitch on Christmas? The
clown song? It should be.
Okay.
It should be. It is. Mm-hmm. It,
that then I don't know.
Lulls me to sleep. They figured out that Eartha Kitt's rendition of Santa Baby was the top Christmas lullaby. Hmm.
Santa Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
I mean, it's quite slow.
It's slow, and I guess if you don't listen to the lyrics, you don't get as horny.
It's definitely a sexy-ass gold digger song.
It is.
Yeah.
Coming in
song about sugar daddies.
Number two was Gene Autry's Here Comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
I get the simple rhythm pattern of it, but that makes me fist bump. Like, if I'm in bed listening to that, I'm like, yeah, he is
here
coming down
Santa Claus. That would not put me asleep.
No.
I mean, that one just reminds me of Parking at the Grove. You know what I mean? Like, during December. Like, that's not a song you play at home. It's a song you hear when you're out.
I get it.
But I like it. I do like that song.
Hmm.
I like it, too.
Hmm.
Switching gears. You guys know anyone with, like, truly deadly farts?
What's happening?
Switching gears. I'm switching gears. His mom Bucks is raising his hand in the other room.
He does.
Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike, yes.
I literally had to make a rule for Psycho Mike. Do not fart in the studio.
Yeah.
And then he would go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And just drop a bomb on someone.
And usually, this was when Chip was working as a phone screener, and he would go into the phone screener room and do it. Bad situation.
I think my newborn son
really is deadly
dropping bombs.
All right,
really?
Yeah. Oh, you're so proud.
I kind of enjoy it, to be honest.
Oh my god!
But it's pretty serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
He enjoys it, is what was said.
That was said. Mm-hmm. However, I did have a T-shirt in elementary school that somebody gave my dad. And my dad's like, I'm never wearing that. And I'm like, I'll take it. It was a T-shirt that said, I enjoy the smell of my own farts.
Oh, cool.
And I would wear it to elementary school. And people were like, what's wrong with that girl? So much.
A lot.
Here's why I bring it up. Yeah, Mike Catherwood. Yeah, little baby Adler.
Mm-hmm.
Truly deadly farts.
Yeah.
But has that gas ever killed insects?
What?
There's a 48-year-old man named Joe Ramawimera from Uganda. Probably not right, but let's go with it. He says a company has launched a study into a chemical property that is in his farts because they actually kill mosquitoes. He claims that his home village in Uganda, no one has ever contracted malaria because his gas can kill insects within a 6-mile radius.
That man's a hero.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's not true.
The claims about him popped up around the internet on Monday, but the two companies reportedly studying the gas were not identified, and his claims couldn't be verified. Did that stop me from doing the story?
Of course not.
No, because I am a journalist.
Yeah, you have to show all sides.
Because farts. Right?
Right?
Right? You see a story about farts, you do the story. Yeah, I can't verify it, but I'm still going to do the story.
Allie doesn't even
welcome.
Have a choice.
I don't. Thank right. you, Kevin.
That's the life of
Thank
a Pulitzer
you.
Prize winner.
Right.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What did you win your Pulitzer for? Story about farts. You? Oh, I cured cancer. Cool.
Oh, very
Whatevs.
Cool. Very cool.
Whatevs.
Mine's better.
Yeah. Mine's better.
Different strokes,
no
different
malaria. No malaria in a 6-mile radius with this dude named Joe in Uganda. Nothing about this story.
There's no
Checks
way.
Out.
No. There's no way any of it's true.
It's 100% a lie.
It's not even based on some other story no. where they got it wrong.
I mean,
it's made
let's
up.
Just go with it.
I like it.
All right. Happy birthday, Ryder Strong, DJ Yelib, Monique, Mos Def, Nikki Sixx, and Haley Steinfeld. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, people bother me. I just want to get that out of the way first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Minutia that annoys you. Yeah. The smaller, the better.
Yes.
I went home thinking, we had talked about this in the room, and I went home thinking, oh, this will be difficult for me. Like, I really have to think about it. And then it just spewed out of me.
Oh, you have a lot.
The hatred.
Oh, no. Oh.
The anger towards people.
This is a beautiful time of year to express that.
Wow.
Yes. I'm ready for season's greetings.
Okay.
Well, I found a Reddit thread that said, what minor thing drives you absolutely nuts? Mm-hmm. We all have these things. Some of the things listed in this thread, unnecessary loud eating noises.
Oh, that, I mean, just the...
Now that's everyone, isn't it?
Someone yeah, should die.
Everyone
yeah,
hates
that's
it, yeah.
awful. People who drive in a separate lane with the same speed as the person in the other one, so you can't get past them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That's insane.
But also, do you guys have the same thing where they're beside you and they're going the same speed as you, so you slow down or speed up? So that they're not beside you?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah,
for
sure. I dislike that. Very much.
You dislike it.
Yes,
okay.
It is not a good feeling.
I'll slow down or speed up. I can't.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around someone that constantly drums with their fingers?
No, because I would have murdered them.
There are some people that, like, they don't even realize they're doing it. I don't know if it's a nervous tic or what it is.
But I do that sometimes because I love beats.
That's Muggs. You are
That's
Kevin.
That's right.
Sorry. Dang it. I know. Sorry. It gets confusing. It really does. All sorts of different ones, like the word amazeballs drives people insane.
Yeah.
But people, for some reason, are still using that word.
That one I find people use because they know it annoys
Like they're
you.
Mocking
yeah.
it.
Yes. Yeah.
Can I throw another one in that isn't used in a mocking way?
Yes.
Lady boner.
Why that bugs you?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, because you want ownership of a boner? You
no,
don't want ladies to be able to have a boner?
No, it's just like, I got a lady boner for that. It's just like,
it's now my new thing.
Come on, man.
That's all I'm going
right.
to say.
Let's write it down. 2020 lady boners.
I don't
okay.
want it.
This, I realize, makes me sound like kind of an a-hole,
mm-hmm.
but I don't care what hotel you go to or motel you go to, if you're paying $30 a night or you're paying $300 a night, you're still getting single ply toilet paper.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And that is disgusting.
It's the worst.
It has to stop. And do I bring my own roll of toilet paper now? I absolutely do.
Do you really? You pack it?
Yeah. You don't know my poo life. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I mean, why don't you just use your hand? It was single.
Exactly.
You know what I
it's
mean?
Exactly it's exactly what's happening.
No, you have to use a whole row. A whole roll.
Absolutely.
Or two.
It's disgusting.
While we're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Can I bring up one of mine?
Please.
When you're washing your hands.
Uh-huh.
And your sleeve gets onto your hand.
And mm-hmm. it's just wet for a day.
And then I throw the sweater out or throw the
throw it
long
out.
Sleeve shirt out. I don't want it anymore.
You mean throw it in the trash?
No, yeah, I don't want it. I don't want it. I've learned too much about it. The water on my, it's like it's on your sleeves now.
Right.
Okay.
But so, it's just water coming out of a sink at that point.
It's too much.
Okay.
I don't want to know anything more.
Okay.
Get out of my
life. We're going to take your calls on minutia that annoys you. 1-800-520-1067. And again, the smaller the better.
You've opened a Pandora's box.
Yeah, for sure.
When people say first of all, but then they don't follow it up with anything else.
That's it?
First of all.
And there's no second of all?
No, they had no list.
Oh, geez.
They just said first of all.
I hate at the end of a conversation, somebody goes, keep a long story short.
And it's so long already.
You've already told 8 minutes of a story, and now it's too late for a long story short.
What about eating pistachios, and there's a pistachio with no opening? F you, right?
Oh, a close.
Yes.
I hate a close.
It's the worst.
Hate a close.
I don't even know what you're
Can't
talking
stand
about.
A close.
They're like, you know how there's opening of pistachios and you peel them open? There's ones that are just closed all the way up.
Never.
How'd you make it into the bag?
They're broken.
Yeah, you broken ass pistachio. Beat it.
Good job, Inspector 46.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, okay, here's another one. Red receipts. If you have red on your phone
it's
for text,
so weird
get
to
out
me.
Of here, old
it's
man.
It's so weird to
it,
me.
It is so...
Oh, to tell the person who's texting you that you read it?
Yes. No, so creepy. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Why do I need to know you read it, you creep?
Oh.
Just write back when you want to write back. Speaking of phones.
Mine's too confusing.
Okay. How long is Jensen's list?
Yes, I know. He's got a long list.
Hold on. Let me release the scroll.
Okay.
Number phones. Any phone sounds. Get out of my life.
Why do you have the clicking on?
Any of them.
What's happening?
Clicking is by far the worst.
Any outside?
Nothing. You don't need anything
that anyone can hear.
Number one, it should vibrate for you. I don't have anything on mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But vibrate is fine. You don't need tick, tick, tick. My mom has the thing. When she text messages, it finishes the word. So she'll be texting. It'll say like, she'll be like, meet me at the house. It'll go like, meet. House. It'll like talk out loud.
Oh, it says
what?
It?
Yes.
Oh, that's insane.
What? I don't even know how to set it that way.
Murder button.
For your mom?
Yes.
Okay, well,
and
that's rough.
And while we're talking about technology, I have another one.
Okay.
USB cords. Every time I've ever tried to put one in, it's always upside down.
Always.
And then I'll flip it and then it's upside down again. When is it right?
Never. It's never right.
20 minutes later, I'm still like, this USB cord's probably wrong.
Speaking of which, I have the same thing with doors that open in or out only. It's a door. It should go either way. Every time it says pull, I push. Every time it says push, I pull.
Kevin, along with
that. Why can't a door open both ways?
I agree. And I will tell you this. It's the hill I will die on. The fact, the fact that bathrooms at an airport only open
stalls.
In, so you have to bring your suitcase in there and shimmy against the wall, try and close it. Then when you're trying to get out, you shimmy again. F you, airport stalls, for the love of God, make it stop.
I guarantee you it's single ply in there.
Oh, God.
I guarantee
it's disgusting.
It. Disgusting. It's
double disgusting.
Disgusting.
All right, let's take some calls because everybody's calling in. It turns out they have a lot, too.
Yes.
Let's start with Chris in Irvine. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah. Hi, hey, at the end of the day, I hate when people say at the end of the day.
Especially when they do it at like 10 a.m.
Good delivery.
Yes. And I'm like, yeah, the day is going to end. So just stop saying it. At the end, I can't stand that.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay, I get it.
I'd rather someone says, when I die, here's something. You know, we all know it's coming.
Yeah.
And
but
I'll
I
do
don't
it quicker.
Think they're saying that about the end. Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's go to Amy in Brea. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning, guys. I absolutely hate it when people are dragging their sandals or their slides on the floor, especially at Costco. It's usually a certain nationality, sorry, but I have literally said to them, pick up your cement shoes. I can't take it. It's awful.
Well, I mean, a little bit of racism involved too, Amy.
Racism is a minutia I don't like either.
I don't think racism is minutia. I wouldn't put that in the minutia category.
I mean, honestly, that's a woman for you. Am I right?
I do like the idea, though, that
the end
she
of the
thinks
day, you're right.
She thinks shuffling your feet is like a well-known nationality.
I know. I have no idea.
Oh,
what she
God,
means.
Those Armenians with their shuffling feet.
I mean, why not just say chanclas, Amy?
Oh,
why
man.
Not?
All right, everybody that's on hold, Richard, Megan, Mark, Polo, all hold on. We'll come back in a second and take your calls.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
We're talking about minutia. Mm-hmm. The smaller the better. That annoys the crap out of you.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's start with Suzanne in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
How are you? We're good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm. All right. What drives you crazy? Minutia.
I get so annoyed when people say 110% or 120% or 1,000%. There's nothing better than 100%.
She's right. That is the highest you can give.
I mean, technically, that's right. But I think what they're saying is it's
above and beyond.
It's between 1 and 10. Well, it's an 11.
We all do the extra mile, but, you know.
Stop it.
I'll give the extra mile, not 110%.
All right. sounds like Suzanne's lazy.
No, I'm not lazy.
Suzanne, the rest of us have 110%.
Yeah, she's giving only 100, so I guess she's behind us.
Mm-hmm. We're just kidding. Thank you, Suzanne, for calling. Let's go to Mark in Encino. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
This is a big
one. What's up, party people?
Hi there.
Morning.
Hey.
I can't believe this hasn't been brought up already, but the lack of use of turn signals drives me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people are monsters, yeah. Mark.
That is
monsters.
Yeah,
that happens all the time.
I am driving to work right now, and I can't even tell you how many times I have seen this not even being used, and I've only been awake for 35 minutes. Listening to you guys is the only thing that keeps me from taking hostages.
Oh, Mark, I get it. I've actually yelled at someone, are you too good for your blinker?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. That's an insane thing to yell.
That does drive
Mark,
me crazy.
Mark, I feel you.
It's not safe.
Yeah. Can I add to Mark's minutia?
Please.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't include kidnapping.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No.
Right,
anytime somebody makes a left turn,
uh-huh.
Why do they turn their wheel right as if they're going to make a tighter left turn? They're essentially making a wider turn to make a left. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, but I've never seen it.
Mm-mm. Not all the time.
Doesn't make sense.
No. All the time. No. It drives me nuts.
So you're saying they wind up a little?
Yeah, they turn right to turn left. It doesn't make your car turn any more left.
Long story short.
At the end of the day, Muggs, I've never seen it.
Brian in Anaheim. No one knows what you're talking about.
Okay.
18-wheelers do that. Giant trucks do that so they can make the curve.
I've seen a RAV4 do it.
How? What? That was your response?
What? Come on now.
How? What?
Let's go to Brian in Anaheim. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. Say, it's not as bad as kidnapping, but when people get up way too close to the mic so you can hear all the sorry, Allie, but the moist, wet sounds of the mouth moving.
When you say the mic, you're talking about us specifically.
No, not necessarily you guys, but I mean, just anyone that's been on podcasts or YouTube or any videos, they're almost right on top of the mic.
That's not Kevin's mouth.
Oh, my God.
Also, you would hate ASMR, Brian, because that's all it is. It's just moist
noise. Bad noise. Yeah, just...
Ooh, Kevin.
Okay.
Ugh. I'm trying to drive him crazy.
It's gross.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Mary Jane in Reseda. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So something that really irritates me, someone that says salmon.
Salmon.
They emphasize the L in salmon?
Yes. Oh. Yes. And leg shakers. Leg shakers. I'm like, do you need to go to the bathroom? Like, what's up?
Yes. Mary Jane, you and I could hang out at dinner because I won't shake my leg and I'll order salmon.
I do hear people say shrimps a lot, and I don't like that.
Shrimps?
Plural.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want some shrimp. That's singular and plural.
Okay.
But I don't want to hear you say shrimps.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Candace in Glendora. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
So minutia that annoys you.
Yeah, it's the windshield wipers on cars. They have automatic settings, and it's either too fast or too slow for the amount of rain that falls. And if they're too fast, it makes that nails on the chalkboard sound.
Yes.
Of dragging the dry windshield wipers. Or it's too slow, and then you manually have to flip them every time.
But you're talking about when you're in the car, not other people's cars.
When you're in the car.
It's
I'm not talking
annoying.
About other people. I'm just talking about just annoying objects.
Gotcha.
Annoying. It just bothers
She's right.
Me.
It's a minutia. Candace, I have thought in the past, why don't they have a, like the way your lights can dim?
They should.
No. Not like you can't.
Yeah, you can speed it up or slow it down. That's what the little wheel is in the middle.
Yeah, but isn't it just certain segments? It goes in. I want it to be like the full spectrum.
You want the automatic to be able to change.
Yes.
Slow.
Got it.
Yeah, like a turner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. You're with Candace. Thank you for the call, Candace. We appreciate that. Let's go to Julie in Anaheim. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. Minutia that annoys you.
when people clip their nails anywhere, but like at home in their bathroom.
Nope.
Disgusting.
I work at a dental office, and one of the dentists will clip his nails in front of patients.
Oh, no. Did you say in front of patients?
Julie, you need to get him fired.
I mean, like, I mean, like, they're in the waiting room. They're not, like, in the operatory or anything. But just the fact that he's doing it anywhere but, like, at home drives me bananas. Because what's underneath your fingernails? And we wash our hands all day, and I'm just like, it just freaks me out.
He's a dentist.
I mean, not to defend our dentist friend here, but I mean, he does put his hands in people's mouths, so I guess he's cleaning them, but he should do it at home.
Yeah, he should.
Right, or at least in the office.
Oh,
Kevin, stop.
Please stop.
Thank you, Julie. All right, let's go to Alex in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Alex?
Hello?
Yeah, morning party.
Morning.
What's your minutia that drives you crazy?
Pretty much, I should add, when people are not talking slang, trying to sound smart, but use words that aren't actually real, like uncomfortability or irregardless, stuff like that.
Listen,
really gets under my skin.
Not all of us know the English language very well.
I'm just saying.
Totally went ghost on me.
Kevin, when I said, you know, little things that annoy you, and Kevin immediately in the meeting said, yeah, the minutia, like the smaller the better. And I was like, I'm sorry, what, Kevin? Kevin came out of nowhere with minutia.
This party lit.
But what
I don't
about
think
irregardless?
You should be that
what about
surprised?
Irregardless?
Oh, I hate it. Okay. Drives me crazy because I'm a stickler for grammar. Mm-hmm. Jody in Huntington Beach. Hi.
Hi, party people.
Good morning,
hi, Jody.
So the thing that drives me nuts is when people go to the store and they buy that reusable plastic bag every time instead of just using the one they already bought the next time they go.
Oh,
and
Jody's,
I mean,
a tree
they're not
hugger.
Really helping the problem.
But wait, how do you know they already have one?
Yeah.
At home.
Oh, because they never went to the store before?
She's saying she knows they've been before.
Oh, I see.
They're
so
going
they're
to have a bag.
Trying to save animals, huh, Jody?
She loves the earth.
One of those.
Easy, Greta.
Wants to make sure my son can survive. I get it. Uh-huh.
It's
the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
So, you guys have heard about Disney's Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride.
Yes. Well, it was coming soon.
I'm sorry, Jensen.
It was the thing that everyone said, like, oh, it's kind of a soft open for Galaxy's Edge or whatever, because the best ride's not there yet. And everyone was hyping up that this is the thing that's going to put it over, you know, for lack of a better pun, Edge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jensen.
So one of them opened in Disney World, and we thought we would check in with an LA Times writer named Mark Potts, who wrote a very funny article about this and has experienced the ride. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How are you all doing?
We are good. Thank you. So you waited for 10 hours in Disney World?
Yeah, technically I waited for 10 hours in a virtual queue, but luckily it was virtual, so I didn't have to stand in a line. I got to do other things, but it was a very long 10 hours.
Yeah, the days of, like, waiting for the Indiana Jones ride the day it opened by waiting in line for hours with your parents, those days are over because now you kind of, like, sign in electronically, right?
Yeah, like, once you get in the park, you open the Disney app and you can basically reserve your place in line. Now, there were people there at 2:30 a.m., waiting by the door to get in.
Wow.
And that's because they aren't looking for the reservation. They're looking to, like, walk right on.
They're looking to be, like, number one in the virtual queue. They want to get on it first thing.
Wait, the virtual queue you can do from home, can't you?
No, you have to be in the park.
Oh.
And that's the rub, because I watched the video that we posted at Kevin and Bean on Twitter that you did, where you said if people weren't at the park at a ridiculously early time like you guys were, by, like, 9 a.m., the whole day was sold out, right?
It was 8:30. We were there at 7:45.
By 8:30, sold out.
And you almost missed it.
We almost missed it. I watched a mom trying to explain it to, like, a 7-year-old kid, and he just couldn't get it, and it broke my heart.
Yeah, but that was mean of you to be like, ha-ha, right to his face.
And Mark's like, it broke my heart, but I wasn't giving him my spot.
Right?
Oh, no, I'm not going to give him my... It's a life lesson.
It's a life lesson.
He's going to learn these lessons.
Yeah, teachable moment, Mark.
Mark's got a job to do.
All right, so the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride opens at Disneyland in January, the 17th. What can you tell us about it?
I imagine there'll be a very long wait again. I'm hoping they do the virtual queue for the ride, because that'll make it easier.
Right.
But no matter what, it's worth it. It's a really... I'm a big Star Wars fan, so that helps. But it's kind of an intense, it's about a 20-30 minute experience once you kind of get into
wow.
it.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So not 20-30 minutes once you're in line, like the way sometimes, like, you know, Tower of Terror had things to do on the way.
No, this is it. In the line, as you're walking in, there's all those experiences.
But then on top of that, there's also a 20
yes,
to 30 minute
ride. No.
Well, no, it's not a 20-30 minute ride. Basically, like, you are in line, and then at some point, you get put into a room where the doors close, and BB-8 rolls out, and a hologram of Rey shows up, and they start giving you kind of like what your mission is.
Hmm.
And then you leave that room and you get put onto a ship, which you feel take off, and there's animatronics in there, and it's crazy. It's like real fun. And then that ship gets tractor beamed into an Imperial Star Destroyer. So then the doors open and, you know, these Imperial guards pull you out, and you're in this huge room with tons of stormtroopers. And one of the cast members yelled at me.
Yes.
Because I'm sitting there. Look, it's just great interactivity because I'm looking at the stormtroopers and I go, oh, wow, they move. And this guy goes, of course they move. Now get out of here.
Oh,
and I can't think of any other Disneyland ride or experience where you're kind of in the show in the ride. Yeah. I mean, sometimes some of the people on your way in the line will talk like that, but right. not like a full ride that way.
Yeah, the whole thing. Like, yeah, so he yelled at me and I went in this other room. And there's all these Imperial guards who are, like, kind of mean to you, but in a fun way. Like, it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They think you're part of the rebellion. So then you get put in a jail, and Kylo Ren talks to you.
Wow.
And then you get broken out of the jail, and that's when the ride starts.
Jeez. That's
I love this so much.
That's
totally immersive.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome. So you haven't even started the ride yet at that point. It's after
no.
everything you already described.
Right. After everything, then you get in this ride, and it's intense.
It's nothing like Small World.
Okay, and by intense, no.
Were we afraid
like
it was like Small World?
I was
World?
Nervous, yeah.
By intense, is there a chance I might puke?
No, okay. I don't think you'll puke, but there is, like, you're getting shot at, there's lasers, there's things exploding around you, and you kind of, it's funny, if you like Star Wars, you kind of want it to break down.
Oh.
Because
so
Todd Martin's one of our reporters here, he wrote about it extensively, and he was saying that all the actors recorded extra parts.
Oh.
So if your ride stops when it's not supposed to, you start getting different dialogue.
Whoa.
So like when I wrote it the day it opened, we paused. I had already ridden it a few times the day before. So we had paused at a spot we're not supposed to pause. And that's when Finn starts yelling at us. Why are you guys staying here? You got to get moving. And
that's awesome.
And you're like,
it's
you're Finn,
fun, yeah.
shut up.
Unless Ray tells me, I'm not going.
Mark, here's my thing about amusement park rides in 2019. Over the last few years, like the Harry Potter ride and a lot of these video and moving rides have made me very sick and nauseous. And it seems like it's happening to a lot of people because Universal even had to change one of their Harry Potter rides. Is this one of those?
Not for me. If you watch the video of us waiting, I rode on a roller coaster. I did the Toy Story Land roller uh-huh. coaster, which is a very normal, not intense roller coaster.
Right.
And that made me nauseous.
Okay.
But this didn't.
And the one that's not in the video is I rode the Aerosmith roller. I didn't know there was an Aerosmith-themed roller coaster at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Me either.
I rode that. Yeah, it's fun.
No.
It sounds very.
Why would there be an Aerosmith themed roller coaster?
Why so soon?
What an awful idea!
They sing "Love" on a roller coaster.
No, they don't, Mark. No, they don't.
You're a funny
they
dude.
Do.
What they do for real?
Yeah, they do.
It is real.
Did you just say it'll change your life?
Yes.
You're okay with that?
Those made me feel sick. The Star Wars one never felt sick on that.
Good.
One.
Well, it made me feel sick listening to that.
All right. So after you stand in line, you go through all that stuff, and then the ride starts. How long is it from that point?
Maybe like 5-6 minutes.
Fun.
That's not bad at all.
So I'm good. I'm into this.
You're moving a lot. You're in this cart. You're going in different rooms. There's animatronics. You're getting shot at. It's pretty intense.
Okay. So in closing, Galaxy's Edge has seemed that it's getting kind of. I mean. Although visually very stunning, the ride itself, the experience is kind of getting like a B+, I think, from people. Does this push it to an mm-hmm. A?
I think so.
Oh, good.
All right.
I think it's worth waiting in a 10-hour virtual line or even like a 2 or 3 hour physical line.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
I would say so.
Jensen doesn't wait in lines. But
well, I don't wait in lines. Also, I'm nervous. I have a stomach issue if I have to go poo or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of issues about lines with me. But virtual line, I'm down for that.
But
I'll
Mark says worth 2 or 3 hours for the rest of us.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
I'll wait in line 2 or 3 hours. No question.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride opens at Disneyland here.
January 17th.
January 17th. And Mark Potts writes for the LA Times, and you can follow him at Mr. Mark Potts
on
Twitter.
And he dropped in there that he's written it a few times.
He did, yeah.
We heard you.
Live the life, Mark Potts.
He wrote it 3 times and took away somebody else's experience.
Yeah, yeah,
and watched the kid. You should have went to the kid and said, you know what? I've done it 3 times already. I'm excited to do it again, but you're missing not that much.
Mark's kind of a dick.
I had only ridden it twice at that point. Oh, so you did it right.
Then the kid would have understood.
Cool. You did.
Yeah, he'll understand.
Thank you, Mark, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.
All right, bye now.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
It's Christmas time, people. You guys know Wing, right?
I mean, yes. Maybe too well since I started working here.
That's enough of that, right?
That is something.
She does the song to explain to everyone how Santa does it.
Right. So it's not a sleigh in the sky.
No.
It's a helicopter. Didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't
right?
know. Yeah.
Until her.
Yeah.
Thank God for Wing.
You learn something new every day.
Right. Yeah.
I played some earlier, but I've pulled so many Christmas songs that I think are bonkers that I have a new one if you want to hear it.
Okay, yeah. Please.
Okay, this first one is Little John. Okay, Little John.
Yeah,
he does the best Christmas songs.
Right, he's known for it.
Was that your Little John?
It wasn't so bad.
It wasn't good.
I realized right when I did it.
Let me hear it again because you went like, yeah.
It was so bad.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah. No, that's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. How do you do it?
Yeah.
Better.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
No, listen. Yeah. Hold on. Listen, do it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to go back up.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay,
that's better.
Cool.
He teamed up with the infamous collaborator, the Kool-Aid Man.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid Man. This is a Christmas song they put out last year.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Love it.
Oh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, 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 yeah.
So that's
okay. That's fantastic.
I kind of want that on a mix. I love it.
Quite a banger. And then I introduced you to another one, but I'd like to go into Star Wars right now, if that's possible.
All right, sure.
Okay, so 1 year, a group of people wanted to sort of dive into what Christmas is in the Star Wars universe. We all know about the spectacular Star Wars Christmas special.
Which, if you're over 8, was awful.
Yeah, it's incredible. But this was an album that they got George Lucas to sign off on. And this is all Star Wars Christmas music. So I want to play you first a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It's very, very bad. But when I go into a detail about who is singing, it's going to blow your mind. Okay.
Ooh. What?
Okay, that's very bad.
Yes.
So the guy who made that had a young cousin, a child, who you hear in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that child wanted to get into music.
Okay.
And the uncle
and
was...
that baby grew up to be...
Adolf Hitler. No, here it is. That baby, the cousin of the person who made that song...
Yeah.
John Bon Jovi. Who's
Wait, I'm sorry. How did you pronounce
John
that?
John Bon Jovi?
That's his legal name.
I can't with you.
That's
what?
His legal name.
It is G-I-O-V. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
G-O-V.
That's his
yeah.
legal name.
Yeah.
He wasn't going by Bon Jovi at 9. His name is John Bon Jovi. That's his stage name.
Okay. So what's the point?
That's John Bon Jovi singing that song.
Okay.
That child is John Bon Jovi.
What?
Yeah. John Bon Jovi is his real name. That's John Bon Jovi.
I stopped
saying that. I'd hate to hit you on the face when we're talking about Christmas music, for God's sakes.
All right. This one is the one we played earlier this morning that has heated up on our social media.
People love it.
And for good reason. To remind you, I was driving to my in-law's house for the holidays. We stopped at a Subway, I found out when I looked at an old tweet. And I went to the bathroom. I wasn't pooping. As everyone knows, I wouldn't poo in public. But I was peeing.
It's public. No, it's not public.
A ton of people tweeted, like, you were going pooing. No, I was peeing. I'm fine with peeing anywhere. I'll pee in your house. I'll pee on your house. Anyway, point is.
Will you pee on John Bon Jovi?
John Bon Jovi is his real name.
Is this a new cameo thing where people can request you to pee?
No.
And
no,
they have to pay?
That's a completely different service. So, okay. So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm hearing this song, and I think I'm on a hidden camera show. That's how crazy this Christmas song is. So I start recording it just so I could have it.
So you're sitting in a bathroom peeing, and you record
a
this song.
Yes, to make sure I'm not hallucinating.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I went to the car, figured out it's real, no hidden camera show. The song is called is by Sandy Bainum, and it's called This Christmas.
Sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas,
that's nice.
I'll be celebrating Hanukkah.
Okay.
With a Jewish man I'm dating.
Okay.
Won't be standing underneath a mistletoe.
He already sounds mad.
Cause I'll be here with you. This Christmas, I'll be lighting a menorah. Singing dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Really?
What about chocolate gals?
Ernest. That seemed odd.
The tone in which she says Jew is a little rough. Yeah, it's not. It's a hard ER.
She literally lists all the things that she's going to miss about Christmas, and here's the reason why.
I hate all the stuff I'm going to miss because of you.
Coming to your house, but I'll be there, an honorary Jew.
Strong.
And a lot of chocolate gelt.
I can't believe this is a real
one.
He won't be saying Merry Christmas, darling. But when he says Shalom, I simply melt.
Again, earnest song, not a joke.
Dead
this
serious.
This is not to be comedy.
No, no, this is not comedy.
Dead serious.
Dead serious. This is a
this
real song.
Christmas.
About kosher? Are you keeping kosher?
Won't be mixing meat and dairy.
There you go.
How does she work that into a song?
I don't know. And it's so
bad.
She's Orthodox. Yes. Like, she's not even just casually Jewish now.
Won't be mixing meat and dairy. Still we'll have a merry home.
Still. Look, even though it's going to suck.
Even though this whole thing sounds insane and I don't know what I'm getting into, I'm going to be okay.
For me, for you, a boy. You a happy Hanukkah for two. This Christmas Hanukkah is what I'll do.
I was kind of hoping that the music video would start with her normal Sandy Bainum, and by the end she has like payas and a full Jewish outfit, and she's like the fiddler on the roof.
And did that happen?
No.
Not happy about it.
The Jewish Sandy Bainum.
Love it.
Just beautiful.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Time for one last look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
Well, with the Crocs.
Yes.
Right?
Post Malone has officially sold out his fourth Crocs collection. I mean, the first one, you were like, okay, Post Malone Crocs. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. I'll get them.
Like
sold
a funny gag almost.
Yeah, gag gift.
Then the second collection came around. People were like, no, I really need those. Sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Third time they came around, people were like, dude, these are the best ones. Need them. Sold out.
Are Crocs coming back because of him?
Post Malone, he's got a power. We'll talk about his power in a second. Right. But the new collection features these clogs, which have a blue and black camo pattern, a chunky sole, pivoting back straps, adjustable hook and loop closures. Mm-hmm. Posty worked on the design, including the detailing on the sole and the straps. Those went up for sale online and at select retail locations. $60, sold out in under 2 hours.
Wow.
His fourth Crocs collection. I talked about this earlier, but I don't know what his power is over women. Here's why I say that. We all love his album. We all think it's great.
Yes.
It's amazing.
We do like it.
Yeah.
But every friend that I have that has gone to see him in concert, he puts this spell over them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens.
Is it magic?
Every single woman that I know that has seen Post Malone in concert is now in love with him, would like to marry him, would like to have little posties. Stop making my sons horny. That's what I'm saying, ma'am. And, I mean, women at the station. Like, Nicole Alvarez, Megan Holliday, Jessica here. Then we were talking about it with my friend Jenna on night two at Acoustic Christmas. She's like, no, once I saw my concert, that was it. I don't know what's happening.
It's literally 100%.
Assistant producer Christine.
Uh-huh.
She actually said, swoon, when we were talking about Post Malone.
She's getting a face tattoo over the holiday, too.
She totally is. Of all people, Christine getting a face tattoo. You guys, I don't know what he pumps in, what kind of air happens in the arenas he's playing.
Why doesn't it affect guys?
I don't, it might. It
I
might.
I saw him. I loved him at Coachella. Yeah. That was fun.
You don't want to marry him?
Not today.
It looks like he smells like old library books. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like
smells like donkey ass,
like musty,
a pungent must.
Okay,
and like
not
ugh,
good.
Not yeah, but I you know girls what about, love a bad boy.
What about like corn chips? Kind of like corn chips and bologna.
Just so you know, we've been putting up with corn chip smell in this studio all morning for mugs.
He has no idea how pungent that smell is.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's like you can't smell your own BO.
Right.
He can't smell that food anymore, right. But it's so permeating every part
no
of our
idea.
Pores.
Mm-mm. I'm like, Muggs, are you eating corn chips right now? Or what did I say? Corn nuts?
Corn nuts. Corn
he's
nuts.
Like, no, it's chili cheese Doritos, Fritos. Whatever. Fritos.
And he was so happy.
He was so happy.
Oh, Fritos.
Oh, Fritos.
On a good note, I mean, it's very easy to please Muggs.
It really is. It's delightful. But again, Post Malone... Four Crocs collections sold out. That's hard to say. Guys, Bravo TV announced yesterday that Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen has been renewed through 2021. It debuted in 2009. It's aired live, features Andy Cohen asking his celebrity guests personal questions alongside fans who then call into the show. We were discussing how it costs approximately $12 to put the show on.
Yeah, they have like one studio that
same
they've had
sets,
for years.
Yeah. And they, now all the on. Booze that they use is completely, you know, paid for, that
sponsored,
type of thing.
Yeah.
And people literally call him. Like, celebrities are like, please let me come on and talk about the Housewives. So he doesn't really even need a booker. He's like, text me. Somebody has my number. Called, you know.
Can he book our show?
Sure.
Maybe, yeah.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah.
Why not, you guys? Absolutely. Did you hear about this conversation that Julia Louis-Dreyfus had with Stephen Colbert?
No.
It happened over the weekend, and she discussed her time on SNL. Said it wasn't the greatest time she's ever had, and people knew this about her, but Stephen Colbert delved a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And she started off, she gave accolades to all the incredibly funny people on the show, but then she spoke a little bit more about a negative climate. She said, it was very sexist. Very sexist. Mm-hmm. People were doing crazy drugs at the time. She said she was young and naive and totally oblivious to all the drug use going on around her. She said, I just thought, oh, wow, he's got a lot of energy. But despite all the bad parts, she did end on a positive note. She said, I learned I wasn't going to do any more of this show business crap unless it was fun. I just thought, I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to crawl through nasty glass if it's not going to be fulfilling.
Yeah.
And then she went on to be, you know, Elaine Benes.
Sure.
And the president, vice president on Veep.
Yep.
Like, she's just so talented and then has apparently had her choice of what she wanted to do. And she never misses.
Good
so
for her,
I'm
by the way.
Kind of glad she didn't
That's
have
impressive.
The best experience there and then went on to do, you know, 15 Lorne Michaels films.
Yeah.
So It's a beautiful
although she
thing.
Would have made, she makes everything better.
She really does.
I
absolutely.
Guess what you're saying is that
every foot is like a story.
That is what exactly we're saying. It. Oh, yeah. Why is corn shit breath back in here?
I'd like to go back to the topic we did a little earlier today about minutia, and when you guys had no idea what I was talking about.
Uh-huh. About making a swiping left. So
yeah.
you start with a right and then turn yeah. left.
I'm sorry. You're interrupting what's happening?
Yes. Yes.
For something 2 hours
this,
ago?
Because cool. my Twitter is blowing up.
Okay.
James says, I know exactly what you're talking about. They end up hogging up two lanes to make an easy ass left turn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Danny Boy says, I lose my ass when people turn right to turn left. I see it all the damn time.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Janet says, I can't believe I'm saying this, Muggs, but I'm with you on the right swing left turn.
Damn it,
power
Janet.
Steering was invented how many years ago? Sam, thank you. I thought I was the only one who hates when people go right to go left.
Hmm.
And then Vernon Dew, I 100% agree with you on the Y turns.
Hmm. Do they know about the corn chips, though?
That would mean, Vern.
You want to hear one more?
Sure.
Yeah. I see it all the time. It's mostly...
Wait. Can we vote
so
again?
We were so defeated.
I just said sure.
Wait, yeah. Can we vote again? Because yeah. no.
No, we're good.
Because you guys know I'm right.
Oh, no, your mic's cutting out. Oh, what happened?
That's so sad.
What happened?
Beat it, corn shit breath.
Go put on some cool shoes, bud.
They're on his wall.
Yeah, he's not even going to wear them. He's going to put them on his wall.
Such a weird show today, you guys. Yeah. Such a weird show. I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to watch Steve Harvey's new show.
I'm sorry?
On Facebook Watch. Titled Steve on Watch. The new series comes 6 months after NBC Universal canceled his self-titled talk show in May to make room for, it was Kelly Clarkson, right?
Yes.
Which turned out to be a real good idea for them because
yeah.
it's a huge hit. But the new project will feature insightful perspectives, unfiltered responses, and surprising takes on the everyday issues affecting his audience. And there's going to be a lot of Steve Harvey doing what Steve does best. Being Steve. Mm. How is it not called Being Steve?
Right.
Yeah, that would have been
right?
more sense.
Come on. It is set to premiere on streaming platform Facebook Watch. Facebook on January 6th. Hard pass.
There's no one better in the business than Steve Harvey at Faces.
His Family Feud faces are
they're gold.
Yeah.
So if it's just a show where he doesn't talk and just makes faces while other people are talking,
right.
I will tape it.
Just
I will
a
watch
single
it.
Camera on his face. Yeah. Doesn't even matter who's there.
Yeah, we need to hear what they're saying.
Okay,
so
sure.
if they're like, oh, my baby daddy has never called me once, I want him to go, just like, roll
No, it's
eyes.
Good to roll your eyes on the radio.
And so that's what I want for Steve Harvey's Facebook Watch show.
I will say this. I went to see a taping of Family Feud.
Okay.
My friends, Fred Willard and his family, were on Celebrity Family Feud.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Watching that man do his job.
The Harv.
No one better.
He's a killer.
So, the Harv?
The Harv. Yeah, he's a killer.
Sure. Everyone knows that.
True killer.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny. And the taping is so long because he's just goofing the whole time. It was a blast.
Yes.
He's really talented.
And that mustache.
I'm never going to watch your show on Facebook Watch.
Though. All right.
But what about the faces?
And the mustache.
He does the faces and the mustache.
What about the faces and the mustache? Again, a better title for a show.
What about the faces, the mustache, and the suits?
Oh.
A lot of suits.
All good things. I want for Christmas?
What?
A Steve Harvey suit. You know he has his own collection.
No.
Yeah.
Like he designs
them? He sells them?
The ones
really?
He wears.
Really?
Those like long ones that look
the long jacket.
Like he's been shrunk down, but his suit didn't
like
change.
He's a child wearing an adult suit.
Yes, like the end of Big. I want one of those suits, but I want to wear it. With Ernest. Like, I don't want people to
Who's
laugh
Ernest?
At me. You know, Vern.
Yeah.
I want people to just wear it. I want to wear it and not stand out.
Okay.
I want to wear suits that Sinbad would wear. You know what I mean? Like, colors and crazy outfits.
All right.
Okay.
Why Sinbad now?
Because he wears that kind of suit also. Like, the long...
I always remember, like, a plum-colored suit.
That's what he wore. He looked like a Dick Tracy villain. And that's what I want to look like.
So if anyone listening and really wants to get us a gift.
Custom Steve Harvey suit.
That's what we need.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay. All not right. me, Jensen.
And remember, the faces, the mustache, the suits.
You've mentioned those.
Right. You still out?
Yeah! Allie?
Still out or did we swing you over?
Nah, I'm still not watching.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Some birthdays for you. Monique. She would like to see that. That was on the Steve Harvey show, right? When she
like
said that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you saying her name all day? Or
yeah.
That, oh, I don't know.
All day.
Damn it.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go. I'll
I would
say it
like
again.
To see it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I stepped on you. Monique.
Do it again.
Happy birthday, Monique.
I would like to see it.
I would as well. Most Def, Nikki Six, Ryder Strong, and DJ Yella, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. You drive home today. Listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. Random act of helpfulness in the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, we've got your tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. Bring your family and friends and start a new tradition.
Chick-fil-A!
During the holidays, as K-Rock takes over Universal Studios Hollywood this Friday night.
The whole park.
The whole park.
Amazing.
You can win the tickets tomorrow morning.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.